Bannerbox Radio. Some of our best men are women. Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome back to Banterbox Radio, this fine episode number 42 on, what's it here, December 15th. Goodness gracious, Dan's over here modeling fingerless gloves. I'm Thomas Towson, he's Dan Knight with the gloves. Reporting to you, Dan, can you give an update on the gloves?
These gloves are very good.
Uh-huh.
I may pocket them later.
Okay.
And use them at a later date.
They look absolutely stunning on you.
Thank you. It's a poly cotton blend, and it is, I believe it's made in China.
Ooh, you know, the Chinese make good stuff.
They do make everything, pretty much.
Yeah. Everything we have.
Everything, even people. They make a lot of people over there,
yeah.
I'm told.
Well, that's great. You know, hard-hitting news right at the beginning. So, we're back again this week to do what we do, which is, what is that again?
We make, we make sock puppets on our downtime, but on our uptime, we tell hard-hitting news stories.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Usually about, doo-doo, things of that nature.
Yep. Okay.
Some, you know, stuff that the, as we put it, the other news agencies just don't want to touch.
So it's weird news, and we're going to do that today,
yes,
as is customary for Tuesdays. But first, I feel it's my civic duty to mention what today is.
Dan,
yes, I'm sure this is one that's going to be near and dear to your heart, something you'll be a big fan of. Today is National Cat Herders Day.
Cat Herders Day?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Who herd cats.
That's a thing that people do?
Yeah, I mean, it's a niche market, to be fair, but everybody's going to have their own day. We've got 365 of them.
Might as well give one to the cat herding people.
Yep, you know.
It's better than being a Nerf herder.
Those filthy, dirty Nerf herders.
They are notoriously dirty people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's rude and insensitive.
To Nerf herding.
To Nerf herders. They're a... Okay, anyway.
I don't even know what a Nerf is, to be honest.
Who knows? But you know what I know? I know that I'm getting pumped.
Yeah?
Yeah.
For what?
For the wars.
The wars?
Yeah.
The Nerf herding wars.
Uh-huh. They're going to be happening real soon. We're going to be seeing them on the big screen. The talked about wars. The Nutty Fudge Wars.
Oh, my goodness. I can't wait.
Of course.
The original trilogy.
But no, yeah, Star Wars. What are we, 4 days away?
4 whole days.
So then in 4 days, since I won't be seeing it until...
Actually, we're 3 days.
Oh, God.
3 days away.
Well, let's see. We're seeing it on the
Christmas 24th. Eve.
Yeah, Christmas Eve. So then I've got, 6 days to turn off the internet and hide under the sheets.
That's right. You can't go to work either. You got to call out. I mean, in case people are at the water cooler and they're chatting about... Oh, my God. Have you seen what happened to Qui-Gon Jinn?
I feel like if you're giving spoilers on that, then you're a little... you might not be watching the same movie.
Oh. It's not the... Oh. Oh, okay. I thought we were just going to replay the first... Episode 1.
Yep. No, not episode 1.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be the biggest prank ever? Be like, everyone's so excited for the Force Awakens, and then they play episode 1.
It's a master cut of only the scenes with Jar Jar Binks. One movie of just the cuts.
Yeah, you guys think he's such a conniving monster? Well, why don't you look at these beasts, you know, these
something.
Beasts. I was going to say B-sides, but that doesn't really apply.
The J-sides.
The J-sides. That's what it is in movie terms.
okay. Why don't we, instead of jibber-jabbering about some Star Wars, do some news talking or something?
that news talking. Okay. Many teachers are feeling sick, quote unquote, at Spring Hills Elementary School in Detroit.
Oh, I am already.
I am sick of this news. Now, the culprit? A bad batch of brownies left in the teacher's lounge.
Uh-oh. Spaghetti-o.
Baked goods. Teachers who ate the brownies reported that they felt sick, but didn't need medical treatment.
Mm.
But apparently one teacher was later tested positive for marijuana at the hospital.
Wow. She better be glad she didn't overdose. There could have been 3 or 4 marijuanas in there.
There could have been. Luckily, there's probably only about 1.5.
1.5 marijuanas in this.
Actually, I thought you had to really, you had to make put a lot into, like, baked goods if you're going to make something with marijuana in it. I was told, like,
well,
you needed a lot.
I certainly don't know anything about the subject, but I've heard that you can use less if the heat activates the, anyway, that, you know.
The THS.
I believe that's correct.
The VHS inside of the marijuana.
Yep.
And the VHS tape emits an oil substance put inside your VCR.
Who knows?
Anyway, officials are baffled as to the origin of the plate of hash-filled brownies.
Yeah, is that like the breakfast food?
Yes, corned
like
beef.
Corned beef hash?
No wonder they were feeling sick. That sounds like a disgusting treat.
Some hash browns, perhaps?
That doesn't sound like a good thing. Investigation has been launched as to the culprit or culprits involved. As of right now, they are unsure if they were left out by mistake or on purpose. Perhaps it was originally intended as an act of goodwill.
Maybe.
It was like, you know what? These teachers are working hard at the elementary school. It's time to reward them.
Yeah. Just trying to have a good time.
Originally, I was like, oh, maybe it's one of the students, you know, is being real clever. But then, like, if it's an elementary school, I don't really think that the kids have...
Oh, they've got the sticky icky for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah, they got the mad hookups. They got ganja for days.
I could see that, I guess. It happens. The kids
ABCD, these days. THC.
That's what they're teaching in the schools.
That's what they're teaching them these days.
But teaching—I would assume teaching kids under the influence makes the whole experience a lot smoother.
Yeah, at least
for the teacher,
less
anyway.
Horrible. Yeah,
all those bratty kids—I can't deal with it. Who knows?
I don't know.
I've never touched this stuff. I'm a strong advocate of I stay out of it.
Yep. You don't want that. Those marijuanas, they'll...
I was talking about teaching.
Oh.
I just don't teach.
Yeah.
It's a gateway
Gateway into something else.
Into being the principal. Oh, that's even worse.
Yeah. Oh. You know what? You do you. If you like scrapbooking, you go at it.
You do it. And you.
You got any more on that, or is
it's pretty much it. You know, we'll take live call-ins right now for what do you guys?
Let's
think?
Go over to the phones. Wow, what a great audience! okay, let's move on. I got a real short one for you. Okay. But how many times has this happened to you, Dan?
Every damn time.
You don't know what it is yet.
Oh.
The Albuquerque Journal reports that 23-year-old Jonathan Ray was arrested recently after he ignored his mother's orders to stay away from her pozole and ran off with the holiday dish. It's like a stew.
Oh.
Yeah.
He ran off with his mom's stew.
Yeah. According to a criminal complaint, Ray sent his mom a text message saying he wanted some of her pozole, but she told him... No. Complaint says the mother later found her gate and garage broken and a pot of the pozole missing.
Oh, man.
Whodunit? This is a classic whodunit mystery. I think it was Jonathan Ray with the candlestick in the foyer.
Well, let's open that tiny envelope and find out.
You know what? That's a game that I played a whole lot, and then I don't think I've played it in over 10 years.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I played Clue.
Yeah, I remember playing it a long time ago, but I honestly can't think of the last time I played Clue.
And they're starting to get themed with it, like Monopoly is now.
Yeah.
So they're like, I think my I just heard about my family, but because my dad's a huge 24 fan.
With a Kiefer Fuffler and another.
That's the guy.
Yep.
And they bought him a Clue game based on it.
Oh.
And apparently, he used to be, like, my dad kind of started my fascination with board games. Like, he had a handful of really old board games that he really liked and introduced me to. And now he just doesn't care about games anymore to the point where, like, they bought him a board game specifically geared towards him.
Uh-huh.
Based on a game that he played originally anyway. And he couldn't... They always joke about how he didn't even have enough patience or, like, attention span to sit through the entire game where they had to read all the rules to him. And he was just, like, half engaged and still won.
Yeah.
Basically, just be, I think, based on the fact that he knew the show well enough,
yeah,
that he understood the characters.
It's pretty easy because the answer is always the Russians with the suitcase nuke.
That's what it is, then.
Every single one.
But we, you know, like other people who don't watch 24 would know that.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
normies.
That's probably what it is. He figured it out at the very beginning and just cashed out the rest of the game.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. So the complaint said they found the gate and garage broken and the pot of stew missing, which is, you know, priority number one. Call out the SWAT team.
Gotta get that stew back.
Ray was arrested on a residential burglary charge. She actually filed.
She had her son arrested for stealing soup. Oh my god!
Yeah, it's fantastic.
She takes this real serious.
You know. It must have been a really good stew if it was worth getting burglary charges over.
Yeah.
From both ends. They must both know how delicious that stew is.
She covets the stew. And he is he is tired of her stew tyranny.
Yeah. It's been like soup Nazi. For too long. Soup Nazi, that's right. For too long.
No puzzle for you.
He played second fiddle to stew. You know, the stew always got the best toys. It got to stay up late watching TV.
You can see, like, her putting, like, a weird, like, baby onesie over a pot of stew.
Pushing it around in a stroller. So there you go. There's that.
Wow.
Done deal.
It's messed up.
It's a heck of a rap sheet, though. Oh, yeah, I did a nickel down
there. What are you in here?
What are you in here for? I stole some stew.
What kind was it?
Puzzle.
Oh my god, get away from him. He's a bad dude.
All right, let's go. Next up.
All right, I got some news for you that's informative.
Oh, that's what I'm here for. I only show up to be informed.
Whether or not that information is useful to me is another story. While many people flock to those hotspots like cafes and public eateries for some precious Wi-Fi, the authorities in Moscow will be providing internet in a more unlikely place.
Okay.
The local cemetery.
Ooh, you know, where you need it the most.
How many times have I been at a funeral procession and I'm like, I really gotta check my email.
Let's see what my more living members have to say on Facebook.
I don't know what the Dow is doing right now. This is really gonna ruin my day.
Great.
So, yeah, Moscow City Hall said that starting next year, free Wi-Fi will be available at the city's three main cemeteries. According to funeral director Artyom Yekimov, the Wi-Fi will attract more visitors and help them unwind at designated spots within the burial ground.
I feel like if... Oh, okay, never mind. I feel like if you visited, you're as unwind as you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're dead.
Yeah, you can't unwind any more than that.
I mean, but I guess respect the dead. They should also have great Wi-Fi.
Yeah, why not them?
Yeah.
It's not fair.
It isn't. But, you know, that's really going to take a toll on the Wi-Fi speed when they're all hooking up to check...
all the deceased.
Yeah, to check their...
Check their Facebook witty. Page?
I don't know. I couldn't think of anything quickly enough.
Well, at least you described it in detail. What I wonder is, internet such a good thing to have when you should be there, you know, to pay your respects as a guest?
Well, you know, it's for when you need to quickly upload those Instagram photos of Graham.
Yeah.
Instagram. Oh, that's just terrible.
Oh!
This is awful.
There's a website to be had right there, I think.
Instagram-gram. It's a one-button click app for grandparents that let them take a selfie, and all you do is press the middle button. It takes a picture and instantly uploads it to an Instagram.
Or maybe you can scream. Yeah, that works good. I was going to say, like, you could also, like, scream into the phone, and it would record and transcribe what you were saying.
Yeah.
As a caption.
I mean, they have that, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, I guess it may be yours is a little bit more futuristic, and mine's just
something current. You need right now.
Yeah.
okay.
But yeah, anyway, if this thing travels over to across the ocean to stateside, then I want to be buried with my smartphone.
Yeah, me too. You check those. You know what? I'd be lying if I'd said I this entire time I haven't been thinking of a sweet pun.
Yeah.
I still can't come up with something.
Well, all right, great.
You know, like twit. What's a social media that could be otherworld, like bones or grave or dead, deceased? You know what? It's going to come to me eventually, and it's going to be great. It's going to be worth it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But anyway.
Okay.
anyway, yeah, what do you got?
I got so much.
So much?
Yeah. So, here's a guy. Here's a very unique situation. Real unique situation. A man who was allegedly kidnapped and held by 5 people claims he was forced to do housework when he was in their custody.
Lame.
Yeah. I don't want to do it when I'm not in being kidnapped. I certainly am going to be even less interested when I'm kidnapped, but I guess more motivated.
I guess so.
The unnamed victim reported the incident to police when he escaped, according to authorities in Duar, Oklahoma. Police stated that the man was tied to a chair for hours and held while the 5 suspects assaulted and threatened him. This is hardcore. This is no laughing matter. The assaults included being held at knife point and hearing threats against his family's lives. When one of the captors left the premises where the victim was being held, he says that he was made to clean up the fish tank and clean the dishwashing, which was left in the house.
Oh, man.
They basically forced... They stole themselves a maid. Or a butler. I think it was a guy, so...
Yeah.
Be a butler.
I guess so.
Right? Well, is a butler and a maid are not the same.
I feel like those are different occupations entirely.
But what do you call a male maid? Oh, goodness. This begs lots of questions.
I'm sure somebody listening is like knows the answer entirely, and we're just completely lost for thought here.
We're doing some live journalism here. This is going to be beautiful radio.
You should
time.
Ask Jeeves if anybody knows
it'd
be him.
Ask Jeeves, okay?
He's a butler.
It's going to be, let's see, we want to say, what is a male maid called? Let's find out. What's it called? Ooh, here we go.
A man.
Man.
Is that it?
No.
To get it right?
Just housekeeper. That's all. You just go right down the middle and call a housekeeper, just like you call maids as well. So there is no male term, I guess.
It's just housekeeper.
Yeah. There you go.
You got a housekeeper and you got a groundskeeper.
Yeah. That's for like yard work and stuff. Yeah. That's, you know, Finch, whatever his name was from Harry Potter. Filch.
Augustus Filch?
Yeah. No. Something like that.
Something
no.
Filch. Yeah, something. It is Filch. But
there you go. Things. Now you've learned 2 things. 1, that this thing happened. And 2, there's no good male name for a maid. Just like housekeeper.
Yeah.
Cleaning services or something along those lines. Anyway, so there's more to this. the short little quote from the District 25 Chief Robert Frost said, "In 32 years, I've never seen a more bizarre case than this."
Frarp.
Yep.
So
this is definitely odd, but I guess not as odd as it could be. I think it's just more odd that this is the focal point. It wasn't that they were kidnapped for ransom or something, but they were expressly kidnapped to clean for them
and threaten his family if he didn't.
Yeah, if he doesn't, if I can't see my reflection in this floor, you guys are getting it.
You got some splaining to do, Lucy.
Was that what that show was about?
Yeah, it was about Ricky forcing Lucy to clean the house at knife point.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Everything makes sense now.
If you cut it together, it's kind of like when you listen to the Beatles backwards and you get the satanic reference. If you cut certain points of
Wait,
I Love Lucy together. Yeah, there's something. I don't know.
Are you sure it wasn't Led Zeppelin?
No, Stairway to Heaven? I think it's something. It was one of the Beatles.
You know,
songs.
If you play Stairway to Heaven backwards, it's AC/DC's Highway to Hell.
Oh my God. And if you play it with Wizard of Oz, it doesn't sync up.
Nope,
because that's Pink Floyd.
Yep. Great. All sorts of misinformation.
Yay!
Alrighty, well, you've got one more for us.
Okay, so for those of us who are normal, which is, I guess, debatable, this next product may not be of any interest to you, but those of you who have one or more feline companions and are constantly obsessed with cat videos on the internet and blast my Facebook feed with them, you know who you are. This may be right up your alley. A company out of Kobe, Japan has unveiled their new fragrance called Fluffy Forehead Fragrance Fabric Water.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Fluffy Forehead Fragrance Fabric Water.
I don't know what any of that means.
Well, in layman's term, it's the scent of a cat's forehead.
Oh, that's something
the public has been clamoring for this for years.
I've been waiting for a bottled scent, yeah.
Of a cat's forehead.
Uh-huh.
The president of Yamamoto Perfumery did his homework on pinpointing this smell. So much that he went into cat cafes and smelled cat foreheads to get the concoction just right.
Why is this a thing? Who asked for this?
This is from the culture that gave us head bagels. Remember forehead bagels?
Oh, yeah.
What a great thing that was.
Who asked for this specific... Why the forehead?
I don't know. I feel like cats are huge in Japan. Like, yeah. Big... I mean, they got that
island
full of
cats.
I feel
like cats are huge pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, right. Everybody loves cats, but me. I don't like them at all. But that's me, you know? I'm sure there are other people out there that are not particularly... I'm allergic to them, which I don't know if I ever said on the show. I'm allergic to cats to begin with. They cause me to have this health issue, which is called dye. And so I usually tend to stay away from
that.
Them. Yeah, it's incurable, usually.
Usually.
But anyway.
In rare necromantic cases.
Yeah, I mean, if you know the right people.
Yep.
Anyway, for those of you who want the smell of a cat in your place of residence, but hate kind of taking care of something, you can buy a pillow shaped like a cat, which the company
it.
Also, and then spray it.
Yep.
So you can spray the cat pillow with your cat stink and watch the opposite sex line up at the door.
It's almost nothing like the real thing.
I could sit here and sniff cat foreheads for hours.
Mm.
The cushions are going for $25.90, and the spray bottles are $10.60.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the product is only available in Japan at the moment.
Oh, that's a bummer, because I was lining up to get a case right now.
Like, just a case of cat forehead.
Yep. Oh! No, the scent!
Oh, well, you know, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
But,
I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, actually, I was in a Yankee Candle the other day, and they have,
Child's Tears?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the most popular sellers.
Well, isn't there one called, like, A Child's Dream? In which case,
that's
I want to know what a child's dream smells like.
Yeah, and how that differs from an adult's dream.
Yeah, and how if you type that in the wrong places, you get put on lists.
The Scent of a Child's Dream by Calvin Klein.
By R.L. Stein.
So good. Anyway... but I was in Yankee Candle, and what's the My Favorite Things song? You know that song?
Yeah.
The list of my favorite things. So there's a bunch of candles dedicated to each line of that song. So there's like something with strudel. What is it? Schnitzel with noodles. And
Schnitzel with noodles.
And something fresh apple strudel.
Toodle my boodle.
There's one called Whiskers on Kittens.
Ooh.
And it smells... Like
forehead.
It smells kind of like linen. Yeah, it smells like a cat forehead.
Huh.
No, I don't know. But maybe that's similar.
This is the one time where we are more advanced. We've got the cat smelling technology.
And it's NBD, because we don't... I mean, it's been out for... I think I've seen it...
Yeah.
I saw it years ago, actually.
Mm.
But I just remembered seeing it again.
Nothing beats Whistlers. Midsummer Night's Dream.
I want. Yeah, I know, right? Mm. You mean... Well, no, not Midsummer's Night's Dream.
Eve. Midsummer's Night Eve.
Midsummer's Eve?
Midsummer's Eve, is that what it is?
I don't know. The black candle. Like it's the like, only it's like black
navy
candle.
Blue, like blackish have. Bluish. Yeah, dark yeah. Blue. Oh, God, it smells fantastic. That and autumn wreath. Ooh, take me away.
Yeah.
And balsam and cedar. Just throwing that out there. That's the third, my third favorite. Anyway, not yeah. that that's pertinent at all.
But, you know, it could be for people who are like, I'm going to go to Yankee Candle soon and I need some scents.
Yeah.
To
send your gift cards to bbr@bannerboxradio.com. We accept your gift cards.
For Yankee Candles?
Sure. I mean, anything.
Specifically, yeah.
But yeah, that would be cool.
You want to send us some cat forehead spray if you're from
Japan?
That
should be clarified, yep.
Yeah. We will certainly, if you live in Japan and you want to buy a bottle of cat perfume and send it to us, we will do a product evaluation on the air.
Yeah. Maybe even a video review.
Yeah, who knows?
Hard-hitting stuff right here. All right, let's wrap it up with one more this week.
Okay.
You know, finish out our...
our sixth?
Sixth. What do you call it? There's a duo, a triad, a quad...
Sextet?
A sextet?
Sextet, I think it's.
Sextet?
Yeah, see.
Something like that. Sure, we're gonna wrap that up. And certainly this show is no stranger to...
danger?
Danger, for sure. But also carjackings.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And carjackers tend to sometimes forget to wear their clothes on this show. That's happened a number of times. Well, yeah. Here's another one. And a piece of advice before we start. If you're going to carjack a FedEx truck, it's important to make sure you can actually drive the vehicle.
Yeah,
that's important.
That
before you do it, make sure you can drive it. You know, somehow. But
I'm gonna write this down. Actually, get that.
Okay, it's written down. All right. Police say a FedEx driver was getting a package out of the truck when Albert Luna demanded the keys. Luna was not wearing any clothes at the time, none whatsoever. this is what authorities say. The driver handed over the keys and ran to a nearby home to report the incident. Police said Luna put the keys into the truck so he could drive away, but he was unable to drive it for some reason.
It was in park.
Yeah, so he couldn't figure out how to change the gear. Yep. So he ran away from the scene, still naked. Investigators tracked him down at his home the next day based on the driver's description, and he was charged with one felony count of carjacking. That was all, which is surprising to me. I feel like public indecency.
Yeah.
Some sort of threat, you know, threatening, I don't know, something other than just carjacking. Actually, I feel like, if anything, that should be the thing that he got least charged with, since there was no jacking of the car.
There was no jacking of the car, no.
You didn't take the bait, so it's okay.
No, I didn't.
Speaking of bait. now, why is this a thing? Why do we have people jacking cars in the nude?
Maybe it makes the getaway more aerodynamic.
Maybe. And maybe it just feels great, because, you know, the FedEx trucks, they have the doors missing on the sides.
Yeah,
so the air really flies through your loins, and it's a nice, you know, flapping in the breeze kind of feeling.
Those tender loins.
Mm.
From all that running, you know, they're very tender.
But I guess a piece of advice to future carjackers. It sounds like the tried and true method is to be nude.
Mm-hmm.
You'll probably go faster or something. But I think the biggest piece of advice that I have is make sure you know how to drive first.
Yeah.
Maybe if you can't, maybe a career in car theft is not the one. Maybe try houses.
Or bicycles.
Yeah, bicycles. Start with bicycles and work your way up. So, there you go.
I don't know if I'd want to ride a bicycle in the nude. I feel like there's, you know, that depending on the seat, you know, what the seat looks like, the contours of it, and those spinning spokes always make me a little nervous.
Yeah, you don't want your
complications.
No, those banana seats, you don't want that banana up your
seat
or something. All right, great. That is the last one for this week. Oh, no, Daniel.
Oh,
you know what that means?
It means I'm putting these gloves back on.
Oh, heavens, you model it, girlfriend. All righty, folks. It has been an absolute pleasure. And let's go through the spiel. You can find us on our website at banterboxradio.com, where you can send us feedback and ideas. You can also find the show on iTunes, where if you enjoyed us, you can give us a review. You can also email us directly is the word, at bbr@banterboxradio.com. Remember to send your gift cards there. Address them specifically Thomas and not Dan. Thank you. And of course, thank you all for your continued support. Without you, we'd be two weird guys recording in a room by themselves. So, with that, that's all for this week.
And remember, Yoda has no determined species and was almost played by a monkey in a mask. Also, Ewoks speak Tibetan and Nepalese.
Charming athletic, your master. That's awful!
That was painful to listen to. I didn't even understand what you were saying.